Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Is there a best time to perform technical analysis for the markets? I certainly think there is. In today's podcast, I'm going to share with you when that is and exactly why that is. Something that I valued when I traded stocks over Forex was the close. Right? Now, why do you think I would value the close of the stock market? I valued the close of the stock market because I couldn't trade it. Now, wait a minute, Kiel, you're a trader. Why would you value not trading? Well, here's the thing. Our trading brain is really similar, especially as a newer trader, is very similar to our, you know, to a, like an animal brain, right? We're hunting, we're fearing. It's kind of self-preservation in a way, right? We're kind of just reacting naturally off that type of stuff. So it's very hard to do proper analysis while something is moving. Right? It's kind of like you ever try to make an important decision in the moment? Like, you ever been in the car and you don't know your GPS stops working, or like, and you don't know to turn left or right, and you're getting closer and you're like, right? It's very hard to make a proper decision in the moment, right? And you typically kind of go with your gut or whatever it is, right? Trading is very similar, right? Think about how hard it is, right? Think about if, I think it was Ed who was looking at, or Roberto was looking at this situation. Think about if Roberto had just logged into his computer. He saw the pin bar forming that he wanted to get short at. He had 2 minutes before the close, and he's trying to do all of his analysis in 2 minutes, right? Do you think he's going to do a better or a worse job of analysis? When the clock is counting, he's got 2 minutes, he may have to enter it, and he's got to go through it. Right? Worse, because he's trying to do analysis, but he's also thinking, I got to get in this trade, whatever, right? And that's always, in a way, that's always happening. And again, once you get to a disciplined level, we combat that. We have a process, and that process gives us organization. It kind of turns our animal brain off. It's like, okay, do this. I got to go through these steps. And that's why having a process is so important. But we know that most newer traders, do they have a process? No, they just come into the markets and go buck wild, right? So I haven't said buck wild in a long time. Wow, look at that. Snowpiercer and a buck wild reference today. I'm on a roll. So the hard part about the Forex market is that it's always moving. It's always open. You can always take a trade. So there's always that temptation that to do something. When the markets are closed, like in the stock market, you know, unless you have the ability to trade after hours, which most of us do not, right? You can't trade. So you have a chance where basically everything is frozen in a sense, at least to you. And your full there's no temptation to trade because there's no opportunity to trade. There's no fear of something moving without you because it's not moving. Everything is just focused on doing analysis. Because there's nothing else to worry about, right? Instead of driving and getting to that point in the road where you have to make a left or a right and you're panicking, you've pulled over to the side and you get a chance to think. So perhaps, and I know especially for day traders, oil can be pretty aggressive, crude oil. Perhaps maybe the Asia session, because it's so slow, it's very similar to not having any movement in the market, maybe it gives them a chance to kind of just finally take a breather, analyze what happened previous to, and make a good decision. and kind of look for those three moves. Maybe that's it. Like, I know I love doing, like, the weekend analysis is my favorite analysis. Because it's the only time I don't have to worry about trading. Because I can't. So I can kind of take my time and look at things. And I don't know about you guys, even to this day, and I've been trading for a very long time, when I do my analysis in the same order each day. So I go euro dollar, pound dollar, euro yen, dollar Canada, Aussie dollar, New Zealand dollar, Aussie Canada. And then from there, euro, Aussie, pound, Aussie, and so forth, right? For the secondary stuff, right? And there is a fear to this day that when I'm doing something, this is first thing in the morning when I wake up, not first thing, but when I first start my analysis, that I'm doing my analysis on euro dollar, there's a fear that, hey, there could be a setup on pound dollar right now that I'm missing. In the 5 minutes it takes me to do analysis on the euro dollar, what if I missed the move on the pound dollar? What if I missed the move on the dollar Canada? Right? You guys get what I'm saying? What about the Aussie Canada? The Aussie Canada is the last pair I check, right? So if on a good day, it's probably a half an hour in. What if I missed my move in that half an hour? There's always that kind of fear, panic in the back of your head. It's even worse day trading, right? This is one of the reasons I struggled in the live room for so long, right? Because I'm talking to you, doing analysis about this. I should be watching 9 other pairs on my other screen, and I'm not. And it's the 5-minute chart. 5:15, so those things go even quicker. So having that downtime is valuable. I think Peter Brandt said this as well. You know, I'm a Peter Brandt fanboy, right? I think he values doing his analysis over the weekend because of that reason. It's non-pressure analysis. It's the only time where you don't have to worry. And I think if you guys have never experienced it before, maybe you're not. I mean, I know a lot of you guys aren't actively trading, but I think you do better analysis when there's not that kind of clock ticking in the back of your head. Hey guys, Kiel here. Hope you enjoyed today's podcast. We did mention something about the live rooms today, and because I'm all about shameless promotion, I wanted to let you know that both the London and the New York live room are both available with your 14-day trial membership over at Tier 1 Trading. So if you're interested in getting on the platform, joining myself, joining Jason Greystone, and joining what I consider to be the best community of traders out there in the world on a daily basis, or just catching the recordings if you can't make it live, make sure you sign up for that 14-day trial membership. Just head over to www.tier1trading.com, and I look forward to seeing you on the chat. Look forward to seeing you in the live room.